Title: FDA Furthers Efforts to Improve the Accelerated Approval Pathway Through New Draft Guidance on Confirmatory Trials. Content: On January 6, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA or the agency, released a draft guidance titled Accelerated Approval and Considerations for Determining Whether a Confirmatory Trial is Underway. The draft guidance. The draft guidance responds to FDA's new authorities and responsibilities in administering the Accelerated Approval Program under the 2023 Consolidated Appropriations Act, which FDA addressed at a high level in an initial draft guidance about a month ago. See our article on this initial guidance here. The new draft guidance narrows in on heightened requirements for confirmatory trials and outlines the granular process for ensuring that confirmatory trials are underway to verify the clinical benefits of accelerated approval drugs. FDA is inviting comments to the draft guidance, with a deadline set for March 10, 2025. Background is explained in greater detail in our previous article. The accelerated approval program balances the urgent need for treatment of certain serious and/or rare conditions with the equally important need to ensure patient safety by allowing for the conditional approval of drugs for serious and/or rare conditions before the drug has been fully proven safe and effective under the traditional three-phase clinical study route, based on the identification of a surrogate or intermediate endpoint reasonably likely to predict the drug's ultimate clinical benefit. 1. As a condition of accelerated approval, sponsors are required to perform post-market confirmatory trials to verify anticipated clinical benefits, i.e., support a complete finding of safety and efficacy that meets FDA standard for full market approval. Accordingly, the successful completion of these confirmatory studies converts a drug's accelerated approval to a traditional approval. New confirmatory trial requirements underway in this draft guidance. FDA provides a detailed explanation of the heightened requirement, established in last month's draft guidance, that confirmatory trials be underway prior to accelerated approval. Under the heightened requirement, FDA mandates that confirmatory trials be well underway, if not fully enrolled before accelerated approval is granted, with full enrollment required for instances in which post-approval enrollment would be particularly challenging. The agency explains that a trial is underway if it, 1, has a target completion date consistent with diligent and timely conduct of the trial, 2, the sponsor's progress and plans for post-approval conduct of the trial provide sufficient assurance to expect timely completion of the trial, and, 3, enrollment of the trial has been, at least, initiated. The draft guidance goes on to provide considerations for determining the target completion date for a confirmatory trial, which must be supported by clear and sound justification, as well as other measurable benchmarks that FDA intends to consider in reviewing confirmatory trial plans, such as recruitment and retention goals, site activation statistics, and accrual rates. The draft guidance does establish that FDA may make exceptions to the heightened confirmatory trial requirement for scenarios like unexpected future events or rare diseases with very small populations and high unmet need, where non-randomized studies may be adequate and appropriate justification is made, but makes clear that such exceptions will likely be few and far between. Further, as it did in its initial draft guidance last month, FDA emphasizes the importance in ongoing collaboration with sponsors, and encourages sponsors to engage in early and frequent discussions with the agency to align on clinical trial plans and timelines. Takeaways in our previous article. We suggested that the 2023 Consolidated Appropriations Act served as a clear signal to FDA to tighten the reins on the accelerated approval program in light of the significant lag time between accelerated approval and full approval of accelerated approval drugs being used to treat patients. Data shows many drugs lingering on the market for years before confirmatory trials were initiated, if they were ever started at all. This draft guidance appears to be doing exactly that, but in a more prescriptive manner than last month's high-level framework guidance. Here, FDA underscores that CONF